What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Sucker Podcast.
What the fuck are you wearing? Is that a dashiki?
Yeah, Mike, you give this to me and I don't even know what it's called. Is it the dashiki?
Well, that's what they call it in America. And back home, we have a bunch of different names for them. You know, it's kind of tight. Right now, it looks like a fucking choker.
So tight on me.
It's tight.
Yeah,
man.
I can't breathe. It's hard for me to breathe.
If you die tonight, that outfit will be the prime suspect for choking you to death, motherfucker.
Yeah, what size is that? Did you get this? My belly button is coming out. Buttons are coming out.
Where'd you get this? Small, large, medium, extra medium.
Did you buy this in a baby African store in Ghana? Because I don't know why you would buy me something this small.
Well, when I bought it, you were skinny, motherfucker. Okay, you took too long to wear it. Should have wore this shit 6 months ago.
We've been in quarantine for a year and a half, Michael Blackson. What do you expect? I gained like 125 pounds. That's only in my head.
Fuck, that's a tight ass fucking. I've never seen a tight dashiki. Don't wash it, motherfucker. Because you cannot put that African cloth. Don't put them in a the machine.
What are they gonna do? Hang it in the sun?
You have to beat it. Hand wash it with your hands. Like, beat it on a rock or something. Otherwise, if you fucking wash that shit in the machine, it's gonna shrink and it's gonna be smaller. It's gonna turn into a fucking tank top. You're gonna look like a man with a full stomach and a half shirt. Half shirt, look, full stomach.
I don't even have muscles, and it look like
it
I'm
does make you like you
baby
got
rock.
Yeah,
I haven't worked out since 1999.
You have muscles and stomach, man. You go to the gym just to pick somebody up, motherfucker. You don't even work out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see your friend, Dr. Miami.
Talk about Dr. Miami. You know, Dr. Miami does ass and titties.
Yeah,
stomachs. You know, make women look good. He's not even.
No, we have to talk about your outfit first. This is a very beautiful outfit.
You know what?
Gold everywhere.
I put my blazer on, let my chest out because I have a few female guests, and I was trying to show off my chest.
Oh, I see you, Michael Blackson. You have more gold than goddamn California gold.
Less than Mr. T, motherfucker.
Yeah, you have more gold than Mr. T with the jacket.
Yeah, the jacket was made by, I forgot his fucking name, but I know this shoe is Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, that's gold too.
And
my goodness gracious.
Pants are Roberto Cavalli.
Roberto Cavalli, are they still open?
They're online now. They could. I guess Corona shut everybody off, man. You know, so a lot of people went out of business, man. They just all online. Most, at least the stores in Los Angeles area, like Roberto Cavalli is no longer, Giuseppe itself is not even, you gotta buy them online. So
yeah, you love that store. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like the online shop, man. Yeah. I like to look at what the fuck I'm wearing, because you buy it, always come out looking. If you buy peach, it come out looking orange. You buy pink, it come out looking taupe. You buy blue, it looks like purple when it gets, it's never looked the fucking same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever ordered anything online, like a woman or something? You ever like buy a bitch online and then she came? You like, I order a Chinese bitch and I get a Thai bitch.
No, motherfucker. I haven't ordered any girls online yet. But you did. You ordered a bunch of Roberto Cavalli, and I was lucky enough to be here that day, and you gave me like a shoe, another shoe, and some other shirt.
Yeah, because they didn't look the way I expected them to look.
Yeah.
You are pretty much a guy that wears everything that is sent to me for free.
I wear everything. I think you gave me like 1,000 clothing. I have more. I had to get rid of some.
Well, we're not talking about Dr. Miami today. Today, we're not all into ass and titties. We're into something more important.
What's that?
Hygiene. Your teeth, your mouth.
Hygiene.
Yes, man. Don't you think? I think that's like, and we won't let him talk
the biggest
to us
turn on in the world, right? Is
oh, it's
the,
your breath. Your breath, yeah. Your mouth, how your teeth look. You know, women judge you by your fucking teeth.
Yeah, you're right. We should get a dental implants today. I need some pearly white teeth, just like Steve Harvey.
Let me see your teeth.
I want
your shit's good.
I want teeth like Steve Harvey.
Your bottom, your top is white. The bottom is what the fuck? You just brush the top of your teeth, nigga?
Yeah, the problem is, I drink some coffee sometimes.
You just drink it on your bottom teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk.
Only the bottom.
I'm gonna bring the guy that's gonna help you. Give a good, very good welcome. Big welcome to Trevor Thomas, Dr. Trevor Thomas.
Dr. Trevor Thomas.
This ain't no regular.
This guy is.
And he's black, a black doctor.
Wow.
There's only six black doctors within 300 miles.
Yeah, I know three. Dr. Blackson, Dr. Obeng, the guy that fixes that lady's super glue hair, gorilla glue hair, and now him. What's your name, sir?
Dr. Trev, man. Dr. Trev.
Trev, he's a cosmetic and an implant dentistry.
Holy crap.
He has an office in Corona Hills, modern dentistry. Been doing this for 5 years. He went to Howard University. Have you heard of Howard University?
Howard? Yeah, I've heard of Howard.
Where is it?
It's what next to Harvard.
No, the fuck it's not, man.
Yeah, it's next to each other. It's like ABC's, motherfucker.
No, Howard is in D.C., man. It's like the number one black college of all. Puffy, who I went to Howard?
Everybody went there.
Everybody that made it in life.
Really?
Went to Howard. So you definitely didn't. You went to DeVry, didn't you?
No, I went to LA Valley College for 2 days. I found out I have a baby. I had to go to work. Unfortunately, I had to get 3 jobs.
Man, welcome to the show, Doc.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate
you
want to
shake my hands? Yeah. He
wants to shake your hands, Doc. Maybe you will transfer all the boobies you touch to his hands.
These hands are my money makers, man. These are kind of ashy at me. Like.
You want to fuck up his hand. He used his hands to do. Man, let's talk about teeth.
Let's do it.
Yeah. That's your specialty. I mean, explain what the hell is implant? Like, what? I don't, you know. I just thought, you know, growing as a kid, you just brush your teeth and you should be okay. But there's a lot more to teeth than. Beneath the eyes.
There's a whole lot more. And unfortunately, a lot of people have that misconception. So they lose their teeth when they get older. So in a nutshell, an implant is like a titanium screw. It's no different than me taking a Home Depot screw and putting it in the wall. Mm-hmm. I'm screwing in your head. So it's a titanium screw that we place in there. We let it integrate for a few months and we screw a tooth onto it. And you're good to go, just like your normal tooth.
For real?
For real.
So it's
I've seen it on YouTube, Mike. It's like putting on a frame in your house, like putting this mirror in your house.
Regardless what condition the tooth is in?
Yep.
So the tooth is gone. At the point you're getting the implant, the tooth is out of there.
Oh, you took it out.
We're taking the tooth out. Yeah, that's beyond savable at that point.
Yeah.
So just like the surgeons put like butt implants, you put a brand new tooth in my mouth.
I put a brand new tooth in there.
And take the old ones out.
Yeah. Half of the girls on Twerking Thursdays have implants in there.
How you know, sir? See, he knows all of them.
They come to me on Friday.
This guy's funny. Yeah, so
after they get all of Mike's cash apps, they come to me and they can afford the implants at that point.
Damn. No credit necessary?
None.
Wow, so you've been doing this 5 years. Has there been anybody you say, you know what, your mouth's fucked up. I cannot help you. You need Jesus, Elijah Muhammad. Christ, you need everybody to save you. Have you had that? Have you had any fucked up really bad? Have you never helped anybody?
Honestly, no, man. It's I've done it so much, I can damn near fix anything, even when there's nothing there.
Woo! This guy fixed everything.
So when there's nothing there, you could create something.
I create something, man. Create something.
And it's permanent?
It's permanent. It's permanent.
Wow, that's
so Michael Blackson, you know, his money maker is his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little gap on it. He mentioned to me before one of the days he might change his teeth into like, you know, not like Steve Harvey, it's too big. Like what kind of teeth you like? Like Puff Daddy?
Puff Daddy teeth like a mouse. I need bigger teeth, man.
Like Steve Harvey, big teeth.
Steve's too big. No. I mean, I said one day, you know what? When I make enough money, because I make more money right now being uncute.
Mm-hmm. Mike, don't underestimate your beauty, Michael Blackson. African king of comedy.
I am. Thank you very much.
All the girls love you.
They do love me.
And in Africa, it's a sign of royalty, man. I say you keep the gap.
Keep the gap.
Keep the gap.
Maybe do one diamond like Lil Uzi or something. But keep the gap.
Put a diamond in between my gap instead of my fucking head.
Yeah. Right? I can do it.
Oh, Mike, he said he can do it. Can you put blood diamonds there?
Ladies, can we get something to drink, please? I have a whole... Y'all trying to get your fucking teeth fixed? Give us some drinks, please. Blacks and Angels.
Yeah. Free whitening on me for everybody in the room.
Blacks and Angels.
Both the, can you... Kiki, can you help us?
I like this African doctor already.
Kiki, can you help Nadia? Bring us some... What do you want to drink? I know you're a dentist.
You need a shot.
No, you fucking alcoholic. Being a dentist, right?
Uh-huh.
I was told that don't drink colorful drinks or it stains your teeth.
Correct.
So what the fuck that mean? We shouldn't drink like Henny. Don't drink like nothing, you know.
So you do it in moderation. So this is my thing. Mm-hmm. As long as you're seeing your dentist regularly every three to six months, it's fine. It's
all right.
So if you do that, you do too much of anything, it's bad for you. You know, I give you too much water, you drink. But just come see us on the normal, and worst case scenario, I'll whiten you up.
Okay, we'll whiten everything, Michael.
I'll whiten everything. I can even whiten Michael.
Michael.
You gonna make me white?
I'll make you white.
Like Michael Jackson? White?
I called my friend Michael, you mentioned earlier, for that. Shout out to Dr. Obong.
I don't want to be white.
Dr. Michael Obeng?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't be white. Blue. My fucking credit score goes up and then it starts, you know, letting me in places. Yeah. And just, I like to have.
It started to approve you.
Yeah, it started to approve me for long.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Nah, I want to go through the struggles, man.
Yeah, college for.
Cops don't want to stop shooting me. Fuck that. I want to get shot at least once. Oh my God. You know, he's a dentist. Damn,
man, I feel like I'm at the club. Thank you, sweetheart.
These are the Blacks and Angels.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Blacks and Angels.
Can you smile for the dentist? What do you recommend?
What do I recommend?
Oh my God, all teeth is already done. They already
That canvas is already beautiful, Mike. I don't want to touch it.
That's natural.
That's natural. Those are all hers. How about you?
Did you get some done?
No, mine are natural.
They look really nice.
You have all your fucking molars and premolars?
Yeah. Our teeth is genetic.
75% of your teeth genes come from mom. How's your mom's teeth look?
Good. They look. And I eat a lot of candy.
You eat a lot of candy. There you go.
I don't floss.
Mike, she likes to go to the candy shop.
So to keep.
Thank you, Mr.
Thanks, Weston. Thanks, you're ladies. Welcome. Thank you. Goodness, the devil is a liar.
Mike, he's gonna be broke. He's always complimenting the real teeth. His real teeth.
Well,
now nice
their teeth looks not bad. Their teeth
I
looks
know.
Good.
It's real good.
I know what to touch and what not to touch.
This guy's smart.
There you go.
When I grow up, I want to be like him because I like to touch everything.
Nah, but back to teeth. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, what causes bad breath?
Bacteria in your mouth. Bacteria in your mouth. So flossing, I will argue, is more important than brushing. You got to do both. But what happens, a lot of bacteria gets trapped beneath the gums. As that bacteria gets trapped beneath the gums, it starts to eat away at the gum tissues. That's gingivitis by definition. As it eats away at the gum tissues get inflamed. Once they're inflamed, that allows more bacteria to get in there. So it's like a cyclical nature. So bigger gums, more bacteria, more space, more bacteria, and just keep cycling. So that's the biggest thing, it's the bacteria in the mouth. You'll actually be pretty surprised how important the bacteria in the mouth is. Not only bad breath, but high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attack, stroke, and the biggest one we just finished doing research on, erectile dysfunction. There's a direct...
What? Repeat that again?
Erectile dysfunction.
It causes, bad breath causes erectile
dysfunction?
You know
why?
You're 2 inches and never turn into three if you don't floss.
Really? God damn it, Michael Blackson, do you have any floss? No, I'm going to floss right now.
Erectile dysfunction, that's absolutely right, because if you ever with a girl with a bad breath, your dick never gets hard. That is so fucking true.
He's a smart one.
Indirect. There you go.
We need to go to Howard University.
It's such a turn off. And I'm sure ladies or probably woman pussy won't get wet when a guy has a bad breath. So how can we keep our breath fresh and not smelling and all of that
Great
stuff?
Great question, Mike.
Brush, floss. And don't eat so much ass on the weekend. I'll say every other weekend.
Guilty.
The fuck kind of dentist is this?
I was gonna tell you that, sir.
You want the honest answer?
Make sure he go to Howard University, not.
I graduated with Dr. Love.
Not Howard University online. Make sure.
DeVry University.
No, but in all seriousness, standard brushing and flossing does it.
How many times though?
We actually recommend 3 times a day or after every meal.
Whoa, three times a day.
2 to 3 minutes.
My God. Mike eats ass and pussy 88 times a day.
Well, that's why I said after every meal.
You have a camera in my fucking room looking what the fuck I'm doing.
No, Michael Blackson, you didn't give me access to the bar. I wouldn't even watch that.
How you know I eat ass every weekend, Chinese best friend?
I don't know. I could see it in your face. You're an ass eater.
I haven't eaten ass in a very long time, at least.
For Valentine's Day?
I didn't eat ass last month? I didn't eat ass Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Every time you mention him eating ass, you smile a lot.
Right.
I'm a dentist. I pay attention to mouths.
Yeah. I drank too much tequila. Watch me smile all the time for no reason.
So basically a basic flossing and brushing should keep
them out. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. And then, like I say, seeing your dentist every 3 to 6 months. I actually, even though I do a lot of full mouth rehab, my best patients are when I can go in, check and just clean you and keep it moving.
So you don't think what you eat, like what goes in your stomach will come through your breath as well?
That's very true, but it's it goes back to when we were talking about the gum and bone. That's actually most important. Not what goes in your stomach, but what gets trapped in between the gum and bone. That's what's most important. You know, everybody says the mouth is the gateway through the body, but the major nerves that run in the mouth, you know, they shoot up behind your ear, they go to your brain, they go down to the rest of your body, so on and so forth. Most of your systemic conditions are due to inflammation. Most of the inflammation you find in your body is directly related to the bacteria in the mouth.
Wow.
So I can pick out almost every major disease in my patients, correct their oral hygiene, and watch their conditions improve in their body. Things that their medical doctors have missed for years.
Wow.
Interesting, man.
That's absolutely right.
So that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Floss, brush, see your dentist at least 3 to 6 at least every 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months.
A month. And get your fucking teeth cleaned on the regular. And then, you know, and if your teeth's fucked up, you can get brand new teeth, a whole new mouth.
Get a whole new mouth.
All new, like all 32 teeth.
Well, there's no point for you doing all 32, but we can do all 32.
Yeah. Oh, you it's like, you know, putting a rim on a used car, right?
Do you do teeth for
32 includes the wisdoms. That's what I'm saying. You don't need the wisdom teeth, but we can get you all 28.
So, okay, but how many teeth? I thought I had 32. So the back four doesn't matter, you saying?
The wisdoms don't matter. Yeah.
Wisdoms doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's no point in that, Mike.
Do you have wisdom teeth?
Because yeah, I got a lot.
Dumb as fuck.
All of it. Yeah, all of it. All my teeth here. I used to floss a lot before. Now I'll start again after I met your friend. Yeah. Gotta go to CVS today, Mike. Get me some floss.
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you motherfuckers. You should.
Yeah.
I got somebody, you know, I don't flush. But I try to floss like before I go to sleep. Really? That way the food doesn't spend the night in my fucking teeth.
It's a good idea.
At least do that. I think before you go to bed, at least don't let that food go to bed in your mouth.
Just like a side bitch. We don't want to.
You know what's so I had a really bad, bad breath experience. I'm not sure if I shared on any of my shows before. Like I never knew. Sometimes we don't know we had bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember like when I came here from the States, like, you know, back home, when, you know, things have changed now. You know, kids get their teeth clean. I'm not showing it regular. But, you know, back home, you know, being raised in a village / town, you know, our biggest concern is finding fucking food. We don't give a fuck about the dentist.
Yeah.
You know, so my mom came to the state. I just brushed my teeth and I thought everything was okay. And I just, you know, I never really got my teeth clean. I just brushed. And one time, I think I pissed a girl off, and she's like, you know, you need to go get your teeth clean. Your breath stinks. You know, and then, so I went to the dentist. You know, I said, this bitch told me my breath stink, dentist. But so she's either a hater or she just, and I'm so glad
probably
I pissed her off.
Hater, Mike.
No,
she's I've never seen your breath smell.
Well, not because I've been taking care of my teeth since then. So I went to the dentist, and mind you, I'm probably in my mid-20s. I've never really went and got a teeth clean. I probably got a, like little things done once or twice. And I got a third teeth clean, costing me like $600 something. I didn't have insurance then. And she showed me a picture before and after.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my God, that's why my breath was smelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and since then I go to the dentist every 3 to 6 months, get my teeth done. And I'm so glad that I pissed her off. And she finally told me that I had an issue because I didn't think, you know, people always do to try to smell that breath. You could never smell your breath. It takes another person to tell you, and most of your friends are not going to try to hurt your fucking feelings.
So it's her fault for you to have 3 or 4 children because all the girls want to sleep with you because your breath smells so good, right?
I mean, thanks, if
you calculate it that way.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for that.
She should be paying your child
support. Well, now I make sure, like, I floss, I do everything because it's important. You know, I don't give a fuck how cute you are or beautiful a woman is.
Yeah, absolutely.
She opened up her breath smell like trash truck juice.
Yeah.
You know, no matter whatever you're saying out of your mouth is full of shit to me.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. Some of the most beautiful women come in their teeth, throwing up gang signs, man.
Really?
Throwing up gang signs.
This doctor's funny.
And he'll give you brand new teeth, man. So how can they reach you so they can get some new teeth if this shit's fucked up?
Easiest way to catch me is on IG, Instagram.
What did she tell me?
Shoot me a DM, Dr. Trav Thomas, Dr.TrevThomas.
Okay.
So Dr. Trav Thomas, reach out to me.
Reach out to Doc, man. He'll take care of you, get you brand new teeth, fly in. If you're in LA or you're in the area, just sometime you got to get on a plane and get that perfect treatment. And if you fly to LA, get your teeth done, I'll let you stay in my guest room. I don't give
60% of my patients fly in, so we got it covered. We got it covered.
Wow. All right,
good. Well, talking about smiling and laughing, let's bring my next guest to the show. Comedians, we open our mouth a lot. We speak a lot. And my next guest is, known this guy for, oh my God. I would at least, the first time we did a show together was, I remember I just built my house in Delaware and I built that house in 2008. It was probably around 2008. We're talking about 13 years ago. Was when we actually worked together, but you know, and I probably know him maybe a year prior to that. Very funny comedian. He got a special coming on very soon on Netflix Africa. Give a big hand for Shay Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Comedian,
Shay
TV
Brown.
Host. Shay Brown, my nigga, what's up, boss? Welcome, man. Welcome, 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 welcome.
I had no idea there was Netflix Africa, Michael Blackson.
Oh, yes. Yes, man. Come on, man. My continent.
What do you think about Africa?
I like Africa. Mike goes there a lot.
You think we see hanging trees or something?
Exactly, man. Come on.
I like Africa. I hear there's lions everywhere walking around. You could be eating your lunch.
Shay, what do you want to drink?
I'll just have water for now.
All right, ladies, can you get a bottle of water, please?
That means tequila.
No, water. Key, bring them. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful.
Hey, Kiki, do me a favor. Give my champagne and I'm too dark to drink dark. Give me that champagne, please.
Hey, Mike, is that how you stay dark? Drinking dark liquor?
Nah, I'm like Akon, man. I go up outside and I get a tan.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's winter time. Your color's real good.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people pay a lot of money for that color. Donald Trump would pay
$1 billion
for that.
He turned orange. Shay, what's good, man?
I'm fabulous, man. Fabulous. Very expectant.
From Nigeria, man.
Yeah.
How's Nigeria?
You know, a lot of crazy things, you know.
Still going on? Did they fix that shit yet?
They're working on it. They're working on it. But what's still cool, though, you know? The colors are the happiest people on earth.
Definitely.
Because, you know, in spite of everything, was to find something to make us happy, you know. And that's what makes us unique.
Yeah, you're
Africans,
right,
Africans generally, you know.
Africans are always happy.
Yes, man.
I never seen Mike sad. Always happy.
You be happy if it got.
Oh no, no, no! You can make Michael sad. Huh? Steal his money. He's gonna be mad.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. You wanna piss me off? Steal from me. But most of the time we are happy because God gave us this thing called big ass dick. I think it was an average village man has in Africa 12 inches considered small dick. Okay, I have one leg. This is my one is dick. Okay, I lost my leg. I'm sure he has one leg also. It's the village, it's, you know. But when last time were you home?
2017, but I'm going next month. It's been a while.
Three years not bad.
Yeah.
A lot of people come and then they forget about home. You know, I mean, of course, I've been going there on the regular because I'm building a school. I saw that.
Nice one. Nice one. It's good to give back.
Did you ever find out, did you ever name your school Michael Blackson? Talk about it a lot.
Not yet. It's not about me. It's about finding out what's going on in Shay's life, man. With comedy. So, you know, the comedy special is coming on very soon. Yeah, is our date yet?
It's next month.
For real?
Wow. Yeah.
It's going to be all over Africa.
Okay, so it could only be seen in Africa.
For now, then after a month, they're going to upgrade it to global. So we'll be able to see.
Oh, okay. UK not bad. Not bad. Dope, so, man.
Yeah, we're coming up. Been working on it for a while. And let me tell you, Michael was one of my biggest inspiration when I came to the States.
Wow, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when we met, I was hosting Africa Labs. It was a show on Africa Channel. Now, fresh from Nigeria, my style of comedy was like, you know, tell a story, go to punchline. Michael came and made me feel like I was in the wrong profession. He killed it. He killed it. And now I'm like, I need to leave what I'm doing now, man. This is not comedy. But I had to go on to study Michael, right? Like, what? He had everybody crying and rolling. I'm like, okay, all right. This is not comedy I'm doing. I need to get better.
Oh, no. So. No, but you see, with him, he'll tell a story with a great punchline. You know, probably because your audience at that time was, you know, who did you work, like, did your shows around? Mostly Africans?
Yeah, mostly Africans, yes.
See, with me, I started my comedy with hardcore hood black people. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers have no patience. They ain't got time to hear no fucking story. Right. Mm-hmm. So I learned to make my jokes punchline punch. My shit was like bam, 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 bam. You know, and that's just how I grew up as a stand-up comic, because my audience was tougher than probably his audience.
They don't like to wait.
They don't, my audience don't like
to
wait.
I've seen you a few times, Mike, and those people are like peeping on their pants, laughing like crazy.
I would give you 30 jokes in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how, and because that's how I started with the kind of audience I had, you know. And that's why I think a lot of time, you know, comics that starts coming from rough cities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have no choice but to be a great comic. Yeah. You know, guys from New York, guys from Chicago, guys from like Detroit and Philly and like DC, you know, those cities are so rough that you get on stage, you got to bring them jokes right away. And you got to keep it going.
Like Apollo style, right?
Yes.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam. So you already know. But I appreciate the support. I appreciate the love, you know, and I'm glad I opened up doors, you know, for people, for like a whole bunch of the new incoming African comics, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And let's
not forget the Afrobeat. And you're the one that boosted up the Afrobeat song, Michael Blackson.
Well, yes, man. I definitely, you know, love my continent. Everything about Africa, man. It just touches me. And I try to like introduce Africa to America. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I started playing a lot of Afrobeat music, and got Blackpool hooked on it. And then that's how they started getting to know DeVito and getting to know the Wizkid.
And you actually promoted that song so well that everybody got to know about it. Yeah, Joanna.
Yeah, Michael Blackson, you made all these African Afrobeat singers platinum.
It's all good, man. It's all about just, you know, getting my continent heard. That's all.
Yeah.
I love Africa. Anything about my continent just touches my heart.
Now, there's always rivalry, especially when we play soccer.
Really?
And Nigeria and Ghana are always at each other's throat where we play soccer, especially the African Cup of Nations. Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, like the African giants.
Yes.
So when we're playing against each other, those times, me and Michael can't see eyeball to eyeball. Yeah?
We still have beef. Nigeria and Ghana has this jollof beef.
Oh, like,
who makes the best jollof rice?
Really?
Ghanaians say they make the best jollof rice, but we know Nigerians make the best jollof rice, you know.
I heard about that before.
Right. We think Ghana make the best jollof. And believe it or not, I spent most of my African life in Liberia, and I think Liberia jollof is good as shit too. So it just, the beef continues, man. We haven't figured out.
The time, if you want to see us united at the World Cup, if there's one African nation left.
Oh, yes.
We all come together to be behind that African nation.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Rowdy. Like, I think Ghana was the last nation.
Oh, so close. Last... When we lost to Uruguay, I will never forget that. 4-5.
Man, 8 years
ago. And
that was good.
I'm still upset about that.
They were the last. We all rallied around. We wanted Ghana to go as far as possible.
We definitely support each other, man. Yeah. And one thing about Nigerian artists, Nigerian definitely support each other so much. And when I first started doing stand-up, the first set of Africans I performed for were Nigerians. Mm-hmm. I did the, you remember those Nigerian reunions they used
Nigerian
to do?
Nigerian, you know, yeah. I saw clips of.
So I did the first one, and every Nigerian, at one point, they thought I was Nigerian.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell them I'm not. I'm going to get this Nigerian money. And it was booking me almost every year, you know, because I was like the only comic, you know, with African descent that was mm-hmm. really doing it. So
and kinda, your outfit then used to come on stage with dashiki.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I saw that, Mike.
Barefoot. You call it barefoot,
man. But I told a story how I even went as far as, you know, putting on the garb. When I first started stand up, you know, I didn't even, I went on stage dressed regular, you know, still had a little slight accent mm-hmm. because, you know, I've been in America for a few years. And I'll go on stage and I'll tell the joke, and the joke was just average. And I remember one night I was on stage and I did a joke about a family member and brought out the accent harder, and the crowd laughed at everything I said in the accent. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my... just
create, yeah.
Just, I'm going to bring yourself. This nigga back to the... Bring whole Africa out of me. So I started talking, you know, brought out my accent more, and then threw the garb on. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go Village Africa, took the shoes off. Went on stage barefooted. My career jumped to the next level.
Yeah. When did you get the title, Michael Blackson, the African King of Comedy? What year was this?
That was 1998. That's when I remember 1998. I was backstage at Comic View.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out what's going to be my phrase. Like, prior to Comic View, I would go on stage and be like, hey, you motherfucker, you punk bitch motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this is BT. I can't say motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm in backstage. I'm like, what the fuck I'm going to replace motherfucker with? I'm like, mother sucker! You a mother sucker! You mother sucker! You mother sucker! Dentist, you mother sucker!
Wow.
Jay Brown, you mother sucker! Everybody became a mother sucker.
And it stuck like that.
And it stuck. And 20-some years later, man, mother suckers.
Yeah.
I needed to say it.
Mother sucker.
Just need one phrase and open the door for the rest of my fellow man. Africans. And this guy is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the special to come out. And I can't Thank wait till it come out, it become global, you know, so the whole world could see it. And that, and we'll work on, I know we talked about doing something.
Yeah, for African know? Comedians and, right. You know, just like what Africa Channel was doing, but this time around, you know.
Take it to the next level.
I have an idea. You guys should have a Mother Sucker tour.
Hey.
That's a good idea, Chinese best friend.
You see?
Thank you. I told you.
Now I know why Michael have you around.
If I need advice on getting fried rice, I'll ask you, motherfucker.
What's up, mother suckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, mother sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Let's do, like, we talked about what Tiffany Haddish did.
Yeah.
Where she hosted a show featuring, you know, those different comics. I mean,
give them a platform.
Shout out to those guys. Everybody, the funny thing about it, all those comics that was on Tiffany's show, those are guys that we all started together. So mm-hmm. it was so good to
that
see
give them a
up
platform.
There,
yeah.
Give them a platform to get them to be heard. Because nowadays, it's like, you know, if television is not what it is anymore. Mm. You know, back then when I started stand up, you had to go get on TV to be known. Now it's like social media.
Social media, yeah.
So the guys that are getting to shine are those guys that build the audience on social media. You know, mm-hmm. the DC Young Fly there. And, you know, not the guys that, not the original comedians from back in the day who didn't really take social media that serious. And now Tiffany was able to bring them guys back and, you know,
get now,
them.
So now we get to know them.
Now the new generation get to know them.
Yeah.
So, that's what I need to do, something like that, and feature my African comics.
Yeah,
so many great
ones. You need
ones.
To do it,
and a lot of them are looking up to Michael, like, yo,
and
you got to do something for us. Yeah.
Michael Blackson, you need to do it, like, this year, 2021.
Yeah, we're doing it.
You have any question for the teeth doctor?
Yeah.
He has a gap, too.
Yeah.
See?
Royalty, man.
It's supposed to be
royalty.
So don't close it.
Don't close it.
Is it true that you get a gap?
It's a unique identity.
Oh, unique
like if you're to feature, like if you have to have a cartoon character,
yeah.
That would be like Very, you know, predominant in that cartoon character.
Plus, my gap is so big. I think I don't need a. I don't need like a fucking
Golden Street Bridge.
Yeah, I need a fucking bridge. Go. To put this shit together. So,
We cut braces. The muscle.
Yeah, I mean, we need a new. What's that? What the fuck? Just put a baby shoe in my fucking mouth.
No, you know Chris Rock had big teeth, right? Mm-hmm. He got new teeth.
What's the thing about?
I think you would look good on your mic. Maybe one of these days you decide to get nice teeth. Like,
well, Chris Rock is like $50 million at least. He's worth that. You know what I'm saying? So he could go ahead and look cute all he want. I need to look ugly for my money.
I tell you, Mike, you're underestimating your beauty.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the love, Chinese.
I think the teeth is just going to make it more like explode your career.
Let me ask the ladies about the teeth.
Ask the ladies.
Come up, Blacks and Angels. Can y'all come up? Nadia, where are you? Come on, Kiki. I want to ask this teeth question.
Did you bring any, what is those grandmas use?
Stripes. Teeth whitening stripes.
No,
The dentures.
Veneer?
Dentures.
Some dentures.
Oh, okay. Mike, did you try it?
Like he,
you should try it. See if
he has a gap. Look at that ass. Can you stop putting your ass in my face? I'm a family man without a family. Okay. I'm going to lose my family looking at you.
So,
you like my gap teeth?
I love it.
But you know why? Because women always think it's sexual. She probably just think my clitoris between my gap. I knew it, man. She's trying to use me.
I just like my men to be a little ugly. I don't like
ugly.
A little. Just a little rough, like a little overweight.
Wow. Oh, really?
Oh, she like fat guys.
I love him for fashion.
Oh, she want Rick
Ross. Oh, so they'll never cheat on you.
Exactly. Like the Beauty and the Beast. That was the best fantasy.
Beauty and the Beach, right?
What do you like about a man's teeth, Kiki? Like anything particular? Like, do teeth matter? Like, would you date a guy?
No, teeth do matter. There's been when they have snaggle teeth.
Are you on it? Because why? Why? Because it might hold onto a clit and fuck a pussy up. You know, then she gonna get like probably end up with gingivitis in her pussy. She don't want a man with a fucked up teeth.
Bad breath. That's terrible. And like cavities and all this stuff.
Do you have a bad breath story? Like a guy or whatever, anything? Like you
I actually don't have one.
I mean, I have a lot of horror stories. I just can't really remember it right now, but yeah.
So you never had a male fucked up breath suck on your titties and now your titties smell like stink. They have stink nipples.
No. Thank God, no.
All right. Would you tell us?
I think you would know before. Like
when they drink beer. Yeah. There's that beer breath smell is terrible.
Well, but I think
there's a natural breath killer. That's why they put granules at bars. If you guys don't know, the granule kills
what peanuts?
Yeah, peanuts. Okay, we call it granules.
We call it granules in Africa. This ain't
we call it granules. Oh,
peanuts!
In
I just peanuts, ate peanuts today.
Peanuts supposed to kill or wipe like erase the beer smell, alcohol smell.
Oh, beer smell.
Beer smell. So that's why they always put it at
the
bars. Is
that true? Did you know about that?
It's true. So you know the same way you put oil in water and they separate?
Right.
It helps lift it off of the tongue.
Holy crap.
You never knew?
I never knew that.
That's why all the bars always have peanuts.
I will never be driving drunk again.
So you should probably put some peanuts and pussy before you eat it. That way it won't
No, before you go after the club, you just eat peanuts. You never get DUI, Michael Blackson. Hello.
Wipe the beer out your mouth. Now if you drink tequila, motherfucker.
But you notice that
I need cashews for that, huh?
Michael, men in the village, like in African village, they use the peppermint stick.
Okay.
And it kind of, like freshens the breath and cleans at the same time. You know, we use a chewing stick.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
But some of them, they use mint leaves and chew it and, brush their teeth with it. It kind of freshens it. And if you notice American toothpaste, they have mint in it. Mm-hmm. So we just chew the mint leaves like natural like that and just
use a chewing stick. I had no idea.
And that's why you don't want an African to bite you.
When I'm fighting, I'm losing the fight.
I bite.
It's a natural thing for real. I might be related to Mike Tyson. So
Mike Tyson, your friend, Mike Tyson.
You guys the African in him came out.
When African losing a fight, they're gonna bite you.
Are you gonna spit the ear, Mike? You're gonna swallow like Mike Tyson did.
What?
Mike didn't swallow it. You spit it out?
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes like Evander Holy.
That's what. Oh, well, so next month the special comes out. The doctor already told you guys, if you're trying to get your teeth, get brand new teeth, all those, you like, you help anybody, crackheads, whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Just get rid of all 32 teeth.
Everybody thinks I only work with celebs, but I help anybody. I actually like my average patients.
Do you have like a payment plan on
I have four different payment plans, and if you're a scammer, just don't tell me. As long as it clears on my end.
What's a credit score?
What about need teeth to be? Whitening? Teeth whitening?
Do you accept Obamacare or Biden care now?
I accept Obamacare. I do.
Biden care?
Do you really accept insurance?
Yeah, I accept insurance, man. I'm branded as a celebrity dentist, but most of my patients are average folks, man.
Not for veneers though. You can't go to insurance.
We do, it's cosmetic, but we have four different financing options for most folks. You know, so I tell everybody, I don't expect you to walk in my office and buy a car.
So if you miss a payment, do you repossess the teeth?
Yeah.
You ever repossess? But we're coming to your house, Nadia.
Knock it out. They call Mr. T. You call Mr. T, knock it out.
You start with a molar.
What about teeth whitening?
Yeah.
What about, go for it. What about it? I do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do it every day.
Okay.
I do it every day.
How long does it take?
So 1 hour process. We do 4 15-minute sessions in the chair.
Is it one of them things where you put that thing in your mouth and your teeth that shines like a light?
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what it is. Yep. Yep. Zoom. I do Zoom also.
You do Zoom white teeth whitening?
I do Zoom teeth whitening.
Really? How the hell that work?
How does it work?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the app Zoom.
Oh, I thought you give them something.
Oh, no, my friend. No, my friend.
So, like, okay, we've seen a lot of advert about, you know, stripes, you know, like something you put on. Do they work?
They do work, but this is the rationale behind it. By the time you actually see a change that you like, you spent three times as much as opposed to just going to the dentist and doing the same day.
So what's the average cost for teeth whitening?
Average in America is $200 to $500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So teeth whitening is not too expensive.
And how long does it last? How long your teeth stays white?
Minimum of 6 months. We say don't do it more than twice a year.
Okay. That's not bad at all.
Last time I whitened mine was 3 years ago, and I haven't noticed too much of a shift in shade.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's if you don't drink coffee, though. Coffee, you know, coffee like kind
of. But even too. You know, like I was telling them earlier, man, you just do everything in moderation. So even if you're drinking the coffee, and you know, you're brushing, it's the same way we tell folks after you smoke, brush your teeth. I know it's not realistic, but if you're brushing and flossing immediately after, even just rinsing with some water, that goes a long way. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to allow the biofilm to kind of harden on the teeth. But once you get that initial layer of plaque or stains on the teeth, then it's a lot easier for it to build up. But if you never allow that initial layer to stick, it's like snow. If you don't let that first layer of snow stick on your car, then it doesn't pile up. But once that first one's
Michael Blackson has a lot of snow bunny problems.
He does. Yeah. Then he needs to see me every 2 months.
Snow bunnies always get stuck with him.
They always get stuck with him?
Yeah.
They get stuck in the gap, man. Or?
I'm done. All my snow melted, motherfucker. I'm back to Nubian queens and Asian persuasions.
Yeah. For now.
Seriously, Chinese best friend. I mean, well, motherfucker, Dennis, Dr. Trevor, I appreciate. We learned a lot today, Chinese best friend. As soon as you leave the show, brush your fucking teeth.
I learned a lot, man. I'm going to go CVS and get me some floss.
And then also, my guy's special is coming out next month. Let's support.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your name again?
Shay Brown.
Shay Brown.
Shay Brown, like S-H-A.
Like Shay Butter.
Okay, it is S-E-Y-I, but it's pronounced like Shay Butter.
S-A-Y? Like Shea Butter.
S-E-Y-I, but it's pronounced Shea. Like the Shea Butter.
Like silent H?
Yeah.
Shea Butter?
Yeah, like Shea Butter.
Shea Butter?
You've not seen Shea Butter?
Shea Butter?
You put it on your skin. Like rub butter? It on your skin. Yeah, like
never
the Shea
had
Butter.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, the moisturizer.
Yeah, I only use Aveeno sometimes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead. Give me IG, Shea, so they can follow you.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram ID is SEYI_Brown. That's Shea _Brown.
That's right. Follow him and look out for his special coming very soon. If you're in Africa, you're in luck. If you're not in Africa, wait a month. By the time you get your stimulus check, it will be on. Right.
You got to find a bootleg copy somewhere, Mike.
I will sell it to them. That's right. And then, of course, Dr. Trev.
Amazing guy.
Wait, give me your IG one more time. Before
Dr.
We leave
Trev, Dr. Trev Thomas. I'm a tourist. I like long walks on the beach.
He likes the long walks on the beach and long flosses on the teeth.
Well, I appreciate you guys for joining us. Thank you, boss man.
Thank you, man.
I'll see you. Amazing, we are, I'm bringing Chinese breath when we get a buff our tea done. I'm going to get my two next guests in here.
I like it.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Amazing, right. Guys. Michael,
thank you so much. I'll see you in Africa.
Man. I'll see you there next month.
It's going to be in Ghana. Yes. I'll be in Nigeria.
They're going to help Michael Blackson build his school.
Nigeria to Ghana is 45 minutes. So, yeah, I'll probably
He needs teachers. He only got one right now.
I'll teach.
Yeah,
I'll do some free
comedy class.
Yeah, he'll come in.
Comedy class.
When you build a school, I'll do a mission trip to your school.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, he's going to give everybody veneers, Mike.
No, he's going to come and clean their teeth, man.
Why not?
He don't know what that is.
It's in fufu all their life, you know. They need some.
Yeah, they just need teeth clean and everything.
Yeah, that's great. What a good person friend you got here, Mike.
All right, well, thanks for coming, guys.
Let me guess
you
guys.
Next guest on the show.
Thank you, Chinese best friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, boss, man. I'll see you later.
Netflix Africa.
All right, take it out, because I don't know what my girls, the ladies want. I got two more guests coming in. Let's figure out what they want. Yes, boss, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, dog.
Why? It's the same show. You don't have to change your hair. It's the same show. Y'all don't have to change your hair.
Mike, all right. Change?
That was, you learned a lot today, man.
A lot, yeah. A lot. The importance of flossing, brushing your teeth, eating. Watch what you eat. Because it affects a lot of your body.
Well, this show was all about it was a dentist and my homie, you know.
Healthy show.
Let's keep the show going, man. I got two ladies coming. That's why I wore this outfit to, you know, my first female guest. She's an upcoming artist.
Really?
She got a single that's coming out. She has a huge ass. I mean, good heart, I mean, and great personality. She's originally from Colombia. Well, I think she's Colombian.
Colombiana?
But I think she's raised in New York. Let's come. Monica, can you come up here, please? Monica, VVS.
Monica, welcome.
Monica, welcome. Come on in. It's official, Marasokas. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. My goodness, Monica, I'm gonna need insurance on that chair.
She brought the whole Columbia letter.
I think she's carrying her kids in her ass.
The future?
She's pregnant in her butt cheeks. I'm guarantee you right now she's has twins in her ass that are 16 months old.
Okay, enough about my ass.
So where did you meet this mother sucker?
Oh, God. We met through like a mutual friend. She's an not an upcoming artist.
Samara.
Yeah, we met through Samara. And then she's, your single's coming out.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your song?
Yeah, I have a single coming out called That Bitch.
That bitch.
Because she's that bitch, motherfucker, right?
Wow.
What does it take to be that bitch?
Yeah.
You just gotta be a boss bitch. You gotta have your shit together. You just gotta.
So when you become that bitch, that's when, I mean, and then, so you, like, okay, being the bitch as in like good.
That bitch.
That bitch. It's a different between that bitch than a bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a bitch is just a broke bitch. That bitch is the boss.
That bitch is the boss?
So yeah, the song is called That Bitch. Is it about you being that boss bitch, right?
Yeah.
In charge. What size are your breasts? It's Titty Tuesday. No, seriously, I'm curious because I look over there.
Mike, you should guess because Mike is really good at guessing boob size. Like he used to work at Victoria's. Doesn't have a secret. This.
She has like a small waist and like, because that whole the figure out the number, it has to do with like your back. But I'll give her like a 34 triple fucking D. God damn, it's got to be two midges in her chest. Right?
No, I'm actually an E.
Whoa.
Oh God, I didn't even know this. E stands for everybody's titties on her chest, okay?
Wow.
E is for everything.
Mike, everything is a D. Like that's your
I know. I said
your grade in your class.
No, I wasn't that far to fuck up. I said triple D. Next to triple D is E, right?
There is. I never heard of an E.
After triple D is E, right? Oh, you're 34 or 36?
36.
Okay, 36. Wow. 36 E. But it's a lot easier. You could do that. Is E is Victoria's Secret? Do they have E?
No, but I just get triple D. Or I go.
Can I get my fucking credit? Did I make fucking E at Victoria's Secret?
No.
Now we know what the fucking secret is at Victoria's Secret. You know what the secret is?
They don't have a
secret. They don't have a fucking E.
Yeah, or I'll go to Agent Provocateur to get the right size.
Oh. All
right,
so while we, so the song is coming out. You have a release date for the song?
Probably like around March. I didn't decide yet.
Sometime this month or next month. Yeah. Okay. All right, so, I mean, and you know, if your titties are.
Are you going to make a music video?
Yes. And Mike is going to be in it.
Yeah, because Mike, he will do the.
He's going to do a cameo.
He will do the He Beach Dance. He's very good at the He Beach Dance.
Okay.
I'm not.
I don't know about
dancing.
The dancing.
I'm
but.
Not dancing. Not okay, so we. So tell me, you're what? You're Colombian?
Yes.
100%?
I'm Colombian like, and Honduran.
Wow. So your parents met like at the immigration office? Where they met? They met at customs. They're like, hey, yo, you getting deported? Yeah, I'm getting deported too. Can we fuck real quick, have a kid in America? Then we could both stay in the country?
That's so funny.
You guessed that one right, Michael Blackson.
Yes.
You're funny.
So you raised in New York?
Yeah.
Brooklyn son, Queens?
I was born in Queens and raised in Brooklyn.
Wow. See, I could tell by her
attitude. Are they next together?
Yeah, we thought we're in 15 minutes.
Oh, it's like Hollywood and downtown.
Pretty much, yeah.
Learn a lot in this show. Geographic.
All right, well, how long you been singing?
It's for like a year now. I just started.
Oh, so she's a new artist.
Yeah, I'm upcoming.
Wow. So, I mean, it's got to be tough for being a woman, you know, in this industry. Everybody want to fuck you, put the dick in you. Titty fuck you and do all that shit just to put you on.
Yeah, but
it's tough. Like, you know. So I mean, how is that working out? You know, being a woman, is everybody trying to put their dick inside of you?
I mean, yes, but that's not happening at all. Like,
and that's right. And but you don't think eventually you have to give like somebody got to put their dick in you for you to get to the next level? I'm curious. Like, I don't know. I'm not a woman. I know it's tough. I do. You know, to make it to this comedy, I mean, I had to fuck two very ugly women. To make it to the next level.
Do tell, Michael Blackson. Hmm? Do tell. Who is it?
I didn't have to fuck nobody, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Just eat asses.
I just had to be funny, man. You know, I mean, we're in an era where your talent, I mean, it's like all about who you know and
yeah, absolutely.
You know the right connection. You know, for ladies, I feel so bad. Like, you know, what ladies have to go through to get to the next level. But you know, you doing it the hard way. You going, you let your talent speak for itself.
Yeah.
You're not gonna have to suck no dick or nothing.
No.
Do you have a sample? You have a song?
Yeah, I can play you something.
Yeah. Could you?
All right,
play
well, we can't.
We'd love to hear it.
All right.
Michael Blackson.
Well,
she has an iPhone, Michael Blackson. 21st century.
I'll play you a little bit of that bitch song.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
It's connected. Okay.
It is connected. Okay.
Yeah. Is Michael Blackson on that one at all? His name is The Beach. Oh, there it goes.
Can y'all come and dance for them? Come on.
Yes. That's, I want to see some ass.
Mike, that's really good. I like that. My goodness.
Yes.
Hey.
We're going to blow up that song on TikTok, Michael Blackson.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make a TikTok dance.
Yeah, you got to do a TikTok dance.
Yo, get this for me. Come on, bring that ass closer.
You got to do a TikTok dance for that.
Yes.
Hey.
We're definitely going to make a dad bitch song on TikTok. So
Mike has TikTok.
Yes.
Mike, how'd you get all that money? It's a holiday today. Banks are closed. Where'd you get that from? The laundry store?
I'm a bitch.
I like that song. It's really good.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure a lot of girls feel like they that bitch, so they're gonna definitely bump into that shit.
Ho, 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 time out. Turn that music off. Turn to stop the music. Hold up, time out.
Whatever.
Get my money back. Give me my money. This is not, that was just an act. I have child support due. Can I have, I need money. I need my money. Get that.
Mike, she needs to Uber here. You know how much Uber pool is? Fucking $28.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mike's just joking.
All right, the song is hot. Well, I wish you lots of luck with the song. Hope everything works out. I hope things go as planned.
Appreciate it.
Let me bring my next guest. Can y'all can y'all sit together? So my next, don't leave the show. I need all ladies here. Okay. I wore my chest out.
Yeah, he wore a special bell from the Philadelphia, right, Mike? Is that a special bell you're wearing? You got the Philadelphia bell.
Yeah, this is for the, I got Africa, my continent, the city I was raised in, and then of course some fucking Cuban link.
Mike, you have to explain to the podcast listeners what the Blacks and Angels are wearing, because you know they can't see it on.
What do you mean?
Love.
They're wearing love because they're all full of love.
Like what? Jogging pants. We're a podcast.
Yeah, please, thank you. Ladies, don't play with me. I need my fucking money. No. I will sue you. I love you both. The devil is a liar. Please, ladies, I have a family and children that are watching this show.
So thank you to...
Oh, tell him about the...
Oh, that's the Village guy.
Yeah, the Village guy.
Yeah, I got like 2 shirts from him.
What's his IG? Do you know?
Village.
It's something Village?
No, that's what it says.
No. I forgot what it is. We'll figure it out.
He's from Ghana.
Bring him my next guest to the show. Her IG is the West African Doll. I met her on Instagram. You know, she's... Well, I don't know. One time it was a video of this girl dancing. I'm like, my God, this girl is so gorgeous. She got to get the exposure that she deserved.
Yeah.
So I started posting her. And next thing you know.
You know, Nick, I remember her.
Yeah.
She's really good skin color.
Beautiful, gorgeous. I'm like, God, I'm so jealous. And then one time we got in touch with each other and I FaceTimed her. And her brother was in the background. And I'm like, put him on the phone. I'm talking to her brother. He was darker than me. I was so pissed. I was so jealous of his blackness. That he was darker than me. I'm like, man, I thought I had this. I'm not hanging around you because you're going to win the dark skin competition. You're going to be leader. You're going to win the high go seek contest, whatever. But she's so gorgeous. And I posted her a few times on my page, introduced her to the world.
Yeah.
You know, at least my part of the world. You know, Nick Cannon
also
noticed and then had the cast members of Wild 'N Out contact her. And got on the show without an audition.
Wow.
So let's give a big hand for West African Doll.
African Doll.
Yes. Beauty.
Hello.
I
want
to
see you dance.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, God. And she's a hell of a dancer.
Oh, don't.
Was just in Ghana together. She was in Ghana when I was there. We co-hosted at an event at a resort.
Yeah.
You know, I try to help. I try to see if she could teach Rada how to dance. Rada can't dance for shit. Rada dance like she has 2 left feet. Or she has the gorilla glue on her body. That's how stiff Rada is. She's gonna help.
She'd be
Rada.
Killing it. She'd be killing it.
Oh, you're gonna teach Rada?
Yeah, I got
it. Since Wildin' Out, what's been going on? Like what's up?
Well, I'm a full-time college student, so.
Okay, hey, smart, intelligent. Guess what? You know, the thing about being an African, it's a must. We must go to college and we must finish. You have to do that for your parents. You know, even though you start doing entertainment and you say, okay, this entertainment is definitely for me. But you know, you want your parents to be proud of you at the end of the day, so you just got
to
finish.
Are you going to go back to college, Michael Blackson?
Listen.
Just
my mother is happy, all right, motherfucker. She like, Mike, you know what? You don't want to go to college? Fuck college, Mike. Just go to Western Union. Send me this money, motherfucker.
Imagine if you get a DeVry University master's. She would be so happy, Mike.
Nah, motherfucker. My mom don't give a fuck. She just want that money sent to Western Union. She's at Western Union right now waiting. She's in Africa at the Western Union office texting me, Mike, I'm at the Western Union.
Yeah.
They said nothing is there yet. So yeah, she's at Western Union. I gotta send the money soon. You know, so you, your or natural body, has never done nothing to your body, right?
No, never.
No new titty, no new ass.
Not yet. I mean, no.
What do you
not
want? Yet.
Well, I feel like when I'm done giving birth, I think I might.
Okay.
It's not fair.
To your titties.
Maybe.
Can you give us some of your E-cup?
I would love that.
I want to get a breast reduction, actually.
Oh. See, people are never happy. Like, some people have too much, you know, trying to get rid of some.
Yeah, because I've been having back problems.
Like, oh, you have real boobs?
Yes, my boobs are real, 100%.
Wow.
That's beautiful. What I heard with a lot of real boobs girls. They're tired of carrying the coconuts, Mike. Yeah. You know.
How about the natural girls with the ass?
That's right. All yeah, natural ass. So, you know, I mean, being a guy and being dark skinned is a lot different than a woman, you know, and you are so gorgeous. And sometimes people are like, okay, like, what are some of the compliments, non-compliments you've got being beautiful and dark, as if you're not supposed to be beautiful when you're dark? Like, what are the things people have said to you? Like,
people are mostly like surprised sometimes. Like, even being in LA for like 2 weeks now, I went to the barbershop to get my hair cut, and everybody was just like, what the heck? Like, do we have girls like you here in LA? And I was like, what do you mean? You don't see chocolate girls here in LA? Like, they were all stunned. Like, for real, I had never seen many guys like surprised by how I look. Sometimes, but you're too pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
Like, what do you mean?
But that's the thing. But for
it's
many
true,
years,
like Atlanta, it's a lot more.
I think
well,
that's.
What
I mean,
Hollywood is like where you come to be a star, to make it in the next life, to become, you know, and in it throughout the years, you know, right. Well, way back to the 70s and 80s, they've never actually showed a dark-skinned girl. They never. You know, just in the last few years, like, you know, we had Lupita. You know, but they've never really shown a leading woman. It's very hard to have a leading woman as a dark-skinned woman.
Right.
You know, they've always fed us with lighter complexion or white or lighter complexion or white. And I think it's time to break that barrier.
Woo, it's time.
It's time. You know, but we know, and plus it's time of our life where, especially black people are looking for identity. You know, it's not like back in the day when we first, you know, when I was a kid in America, where it's all about being light skinned and this and that, and made fun of the dark. Now, everybody looking for identity. Now it's cool to be darker now, you know. So now is your time to shine. And Hollywood, you know, give our dark skin complexion women more roles. I mean, they are just as beautiful as any other person. I mean,
absolutely.
More beautiful, you know, and natural beauty. So, yeah, Hollywood, stop fronting on my dark skinned women, motherfucker. Get your shit together.
You have a lot to do with it, Michael Blackson.
For real.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the dark skinned men, you know, we went through a rough time. And if we went through a rough time, the dark skinned women went through a rougher time, you know, and we were not released from prison. Pretty much like we was in a hiding, being dark skinned. We weren't released to, like, you know, Wesley Snipes.
Right. Yeah.
New Jack City came out. I'm like, okay, that's a
who's
gangster.
Darker, Wesley Snipes or you?
I think I don't know. It's probably, we have to go to the high school C competition and find out who wins. So, like, Wesley Snipes. And then people like Big Daddy Kane from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then came, you know, Flavor Flav is not a good example.
Akon.
Well, Akon. And, you know, and then, I think those guys opened the doors once the show, you know, like, I think Wesley was one of the first one when he did New Jack City. Every woman wanted to fuck Wesley Snipes. Every woman wanted a gangster. They'd be like, okay, now gangsters associated with dark and this and that. So now, you know, sometimes you just take one or two person just to break that barrier.
True.
You know, I think, like, just like how Halle Berry broke the barrier for black female actress.
Yeah, I remember that.
To, you know, get
James
to the next
Bond.
Level. Right.
Yeah, James Bond.
You know, and then Lupita, you know, has helped the dark skinned girls, you know, get jobs. You know, like, hey, there's a lot more of us that are beautiful and dark, you know.
Yes.
You know, just the same way Wesley Snipes and Big Daddy.
The guy that follows you on Instagram, Michael Blackson, Samuel L. Jackson. He made a lot to do with the dark skinned community.
How the fuck do Samuel L. Jackson have to do with this Chinese
I mean, he had a Great roles, big deal.
He's not. We don't. When we think about dark,
he's
we talk about
like skin. He's dark.
He's not, but he's like 9 p.m. dark. I'm talking about like midnight, 1 a.m. Motherfucker.
So what? I'm talking about the.
I mean, I am. I'm probably midnight. You 11:30 p.m. You know,
like she might be 12:48.
Nah, I'm no. I got about like a shade. I think.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And then you got like, you know, and then you have Akon who is like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, Flavor Flav who's like 1 a.m.
Oh yeah.
And
Flavor
then you
Flav.
You know, but fucking Samuel Jackson is 9 p.m. It's not even dark.
Yeah, but he break the acting barrier.
We're talking about the dark skin barrier, Chinese best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys have fucking who? Jet Li, motherfucker.
No, we only have Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, retired. Fucking
Bruce Lee got shot. Yeah.
Oh Lord, wait, what?
Bruce Lee.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind the scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Really?
He's been dead for
He's
like
been dead for 30 years. Yeah.
Oh, he got accident. What happened
to him?
They had a stunt gun and it had a real bullets on it. That's how he died.
Oh, I love
so
him.
So he was scammed. So like
yeah, he was like scammed. Like Selena got shot by the agent or something.
Wow.
It was an accidental shooting. I don't know. Brandon supposed to have blanks bullets. Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee.
So Brandon Lee got shot.
No, Bruce Lee too.
No.
Bruce Lee didn't get shot?
No, that's Brandon Lee when they were shooting the pro.
No, Bruce Lee.
How did Bruce Lee die? How did Bruce Lee die?
Bruce Lee died with a gun.
Oh. Bruce Lee?
I thought he got shot. No, he got shot.
I thought he got.
I thought.
We have to Google it.
All right, we'll look it up. Okay, we'll figure it out. You know, have you ever dated a black woman, Chinese best friend?
I have dated well, you know, I was married early. I was in a relationship right away.
With, excuse
yeah.
What?
I was married early. Yeah.
Would you date? But you.
I mean, I probably would. But I'm happily in a relationship right now.
Well, you probably wouldn't know what to do with a black woman anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what to do with me too. A rattlesnake, three-eyed rattlesnake, three-eyed rattlesnake, half an inch, but it's poisonous.
Yeah, yeah. Black women like big dicks anyway.
Not all of us.
That's not right. Let's hear.
Yeah.
Well, that's so extremely what big.
What size is? I mean, have you measured dicks?
No, but you don't want something too huge to hurt you. You want to feel good.
Right.
You don't want to feel pain. So, I mean.
See that, Mike?
So the mate, yeah, she might want your rattlesnake.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that before. Michael Blackson give what is that called? Bladder infection.
Bladder infection.
Chinese best friend give vagina rejuvenation.
Monica, how big you like your dicks? I'm curious.
Damn,
you don't like dicks? You like coochie? What do you like?
Yes, of course. I love men.
Dude. I mean, does size matter to you?
Yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, what's the average? I don't know. What's you gonna have motherfucker listen to the show in the fucking mirror measuring their dicks? You
know? Yeah.
I mean, a whole bunch of Dickstagram, TikTok dick measuring. shit going on.
I mean, I'm very thick, so they gotta be able to handle me. So
okay, yeah, we got a big ass. I mean, to fuck you from the back, you probably need a village dick.
A village dick.
Did you see her butt? Do you want to show them your butt?
It's too big.
Can you stand up, please?
Oh my god!
No. Stand up.
I felt like my ass was small in Ghana.
Get the camera guy here.
Oh my god!
No.
They already see me walking.
Amazing.
No, they didn't.
I would like a close shot.
Stand up. We
oh
need
my God.
Take the phone out your ear.
Really?
Stand up. Yes, I want to show. Yes, stand up.
amazing.
Give my dollar back. Just, okay, yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Wow. You need two village dicks. I apologize. Wow. Okay. It's right here. Your ear pain's right here. You'll need more.
Lord. Let me see. But Ghanaian women, like, African women just have huge ass. Like, yeah. When I went to Ghana, I felt like my ass was very small. Like, compared to, like, the women that lives in Ghana, I was surprised. And it's natural. Like,
Mike, what are they eating over there? Fufu?
Yeah, they eat
fufu. No, not... Well, now, they're copying a lot of, you know, outsiders. But I think Africans have natural bodies. Natural. And that's on period. Like, South Africa. Worse.
Well, South Africa? Oh, my goodness.
Hips,
so much
everything
ass
is just... ridiculous.
What they feeding girls over there, Michael Blackson?
African food.
Fufu.
Jollof rice. No, we talking about Ghana.
Chicken feet. Well, I like chicken feet.
That doesn't. I think they just naturally just, you know, like all the women in my family are thick and the guys were all built thick. Like crackheads.
Yeah. So. You got the crackhead side, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, my dad was built like a crackhead.
Sheesh.
My mother's built like...
It's kind of good, though. You don't need to worry about... you don't need to worry about gaining weight, Mike.
Right. Well, I still got a little pot belly. But you know why I got the pot belly?
Yeah.
Because the gyms are closed and the restaurants are open.
What happened to your personal trainer? Like, you used to actually work out out here.
I did.
Like,
yeah,
what
he
happened?
Did for like two I times. Got,
yeah.
I was there.
And I saw improvements, too. Like, and you stopped. I was like...
I know. I'm going to go back to it.
He was complaining. He was crying.
Oh, no, I did. These personal trainers try to do too much.
Yeah, he was trying to kill
I'll
him.
Train
he
you.
Tried to turn me into Arnold Schwarzenegger in one day. Yeah. In one day, he's going to turn me into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He started crying. Real life crying.
I'm like, let me...
Yeah.
Let me work my way up. Get me from Rick Ross to
no.
a puffy stomach. And then get me to Brian B. Michael B. Jordan, whatever the fuck their name is. Don't just turn me, don't take me from a crackhead to an Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
He wanted you like that in one day. I saw
one
that.
One day, I was like, motherfucker, I couldn't walk out the bed.
Oh,
I had to fire two personal trainers where they'd work you too much.
Oh, no.
And then my legs, I couldn't stand.
Yeah, couldn't stand.
And then I had to go to show. I had to go do a show in 3 days, man. I was sore as hell. I was like, fuck you. You
was
fired.
It consistent? Were you training?
I said, you know what? I'm just gonna. I'm That's gonna. No. You know, ladies worry about me looking good. I just wrap my money around my dick, motherfucker. That's all we need. And
yeah, Mike disappeared for 1 month, and he goes, "I want to have a six pack and big muscles." And then there goes. He can't get up.
Yeah, it was fucking one day. This guy, my whole body was sore.
Sheesh.
You know, so yeah, but working out is definitely, you do shit at home. I could just do my sit-ups.
Mm-hmm.
If I do sit-ups every day, I think I would help
my
stomach.
Four times a day.
Just go run.
Take the stairs to your apartment.
Mike doesn't even know the emergency exit in this building is. Dead. If there's an earthquake, he will probably jump.
Oh,
he doesn't know where the stairs is.
I know where the fucking stairs is.
You sure, Mike? Have you ever opened that stairs right there?
I open and I close the fucking door right away, motherfucker.
Just take the stairs once in a while.
For real, that would work?
Well, he probably ran into a crackhead in there.
I'm on the fucking penthouse floor, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a lot of walking.
I'm stop at like the 8th floor and knock on somebody's door. Like, let me in.
With his luck, he's never walked in the stairs for years. He might trample down.
But when you go to Ghana, don't you lose weight? Like, don't you feel like...
You know, I try not to eat. If I eat fufu every day, I'm going to like my stomach, you know. But we eat more healthy, I think, back home. So
it's
yeah.
good food.
But I stopped doing dairy, so hopefully that would work. But.
Dairy.
Are you from Ghana?
Yes, born and raised.
Oh, nice. Yeah. But your accent is amazing.
Yeah. Oh.
Like,
well.
Mike, what happened? You born and raised.
She took English class. Mike skipped his class.
She's in college, okay?
When I was like 11 years old.
She goes 11 years old. Yeah, that's a lot.
She's
well educated. I went to private school in Ghana. I went to a private school.
And she's well educated, okay? My mother just dropped me up at the local public school.
Oh.
And said, you know, just learn.
Yeah, without vaccination, just fucking.
Just drop me up. Yeah. And,
what grade you want him to be? Like, how old is he? 14?
Okay, put him in the 8th, 9th grade.
That's what happened to me.
That's what happened to me too when I came to America.
Fucking like, would you like to be 8th grade? Would you like to be 6th grade or 7th grade? And I was like, these fuckers are so tall. I want to be 6th grade. it's true story, right? I was the oldest one in the class that graduated. I mean, I get to choose what fucking class I am.
Oh, wow.
American.
Yeah. I was the oldest one, graduated.
Oh, like, Lord.
Like, that same shit. It's like
Chinese yeah, best so friend.
Hilarious.
Eighth graders are taller than you, okay? So just
I know, that's why. That's why I took a grade down because I was like, I don't want to be the shortest one in the class. I told my dad, I'll take sixth you grade.
You're Asian.
Yeah, I took sixth grade. Like,
you
fuck
should
that.
Be in college at
12. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm different kind of Asian. Yeah, Filipinos.
Well, Monica, we wish you lots of luck with your music.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate yeah. it. You know, thanks for having
song.
Me here.
What's
thank
the song
you
being called?
I was that, bitch. That bitch.
Modesta. Hey, give them your IG so having people follow
is
you.
Is this mic on?
It's on. Just
yeah, it's on.
Hear
we hear you.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear you though.
What's your Instagram?
Monica_VVS.
VVS like the diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds yes. are forever and they are expensive.
Shine right like diamond. Shine bright like diamond.
Where did you get
and it? What's yours? I found them
where
at the
from?
At the homeless shelter.
Oh, mine is Chinese West sport. African doll with one L. Because the double L got hacked, remember?
Oh my God.
You helped me get my Instagram back.
That's why I showed up there.
He can't even get his Facebook
I'm like over
back.
It. My first Instagram was West African doll with double L, and now it's only one L. So
whoa.
There's a lot of fake pages out there. So
did you got your original page back?
Yeah.
You did get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
we did.
And get Nadia, give me IG again.
Nadia
this is
Milano.
Get the mic.
Oh, right here.
Thanks, love. My IG is Nadia Milano. Make sure to check me out.
And oh. Is a whole
Kiki Diablo, KEKE.Diablo.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for joining us. Another wonderful, it was a great episode. We had like a,
yeah.
So much went on tonight.
Yeah, we learned so much. I feel like we went to a whole master's degree in college, Michael Brown.
Thank y'all for joining us.
Woo! Thank you.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.